This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we often talk about the importance of employment and internship opportunities for blind and partially sighted people. And today we can actually talk to one of the interns. Joining me today from Real Thing AI are Louise Humphreys, UK country manager, and customer engagement intern Jake Coles. Welcome both to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Thanks for having us. Hi.
So Louise, let's start with you. For people that may not know, tell us a bit about Real Thing AI and what the company offers.
Real Thing AI is a technology company. We're based in Melbourne in Australia, and we work across three countries. So Australia, the US and the UK. We've been working in the UK since 2017, when we formed a partnership with RNIB and O2 to bring a voice controlled smartphone to the market, which was unique at the time in that we partnered with RNIB to bring RNIB Talking Books and the RNIB News Agent into a digital format that would allow people to simply tap a button, talk to a device and find all those wonderful resources very easily just using their voice.
If we stick with you, Louise, quickly for one more part to talk about the internship program, which is a collaboration between Thomas Pocklington Trust and the RNIB. How important do you think is it for companies like Real Thing AI to offer these opportunities to blind and partially sighted people?
For us, we are quite a small team in the UK, but we do have staff working across, as I said, Australia, the US and the UK. Obviously, on a day-to-day basis, we're engaging with blind and partially sighted people in that they're choosing to buy our products or they're actively using our products. So they're calling into our support team and seeking guidance and support from us. Now, what we didn't have was a member of staff in the UK who was part of the sight loss community. And we just felt there was a really obvious gap there, that we didn't have the voice of the customer as part of our day-to-day team. And while we do have members of the team in other countries who are from the sight loss community, here in the UK, we didn't. And about 18 months ago, I went to an RNIB event and I was talking to one of the HR team about this internship program. And I just really felt at that point in time that it was something that I'd like to try and make happen for us in the UK team. And I think a lot of my philosophy around this, it isn't necessarily just about people who have a disability. It's just young people generally. I think opportunities like this are wonderful, and organisations should try to embrace them where they can. I personally haven't recruited somebody with sight loss before. I've worked in the disability sector for many, many years. I used to work for a company that specialised in hearing loss services. So I didn't quite know what to expect. I wasn't quite sure what the adaptations we would need to make would really look like, but we were prepared to make all of the adaptations that we needed to. And Jake and I were just speaking before we came on air, and actually any challenges that we've faced have really been quite minor, and actually they're nothing to do with sight loss again. they're the same induction challenges that you'd face with any new starter. So working remotely and how you bring somebody into the team, how you expose them to day-to-day operations. So actually it's been a really, really seamless process.
Let's come to you then, Jake. What were things like before you got this internship and leading up to you finding it?
Well, I just graduated from my master's degree. And at this point in time, I was applying for jobs left, right and centre, because obviously I wanted some form of income so I could support me and my partner in our endeavours. I think I applied for over 500 jobs and had over 50 interviews. And the story was very much the same. It was, Jake, we loved you. We thought you were so personable. Your interview skills were flawless, but you came second place. Now, this was quite a recurring theme in every interview that I had. It was certainly demoralising to hear the same message over and over and over again. I've received some employment support from the Thomas Pocklington Trust, and I've received an email about it. It was about January time, about the internship programme starting up again. And I thought, this is ideal for me, because it gets me time working, it gets me paid employment, and it also gets me skills, valuable skills and experiences that I will take on to my future career, and I applied for it, and here I am. I owe everything to the internship program. It was quite the miracle that it came along when it did, because I was at a point where I was starting to doubt my self-confidence, which is rather large, I have to say. And I was starting to doubt whether I would actually ever gain employment.
What sort of tasks do you do in your role, especially some of your regular tasks that you have to do?
Primarily looking for customer feedback about the product. And it's my job to empathise with the customers and to gain their feedback about what we can do with the product going forward, with the RealSam Pocket and with the RealSam phone. I am the primary source of communication with our partners. The way that we operate is that we send demonstrated devices out to, let's say, blind societies or major charities such as, well, blind societies all across the country, for example. And I have to communicate with them, and I have to ascertain whether they want to become a demonstrator with us or if they are already, but they need an upgraded device and that kind of thing, so that they can demonstrate it effectively to the people they work with and hopefully help some people out as much as they possibly can.
What would you say are some of the key skills that you have learned so far in this internship that you maybe haven't had before?
My main one is communication skills, my life, because it's all well and good saying that you've got good communication skills within a degree of voluntary experience, but when you're actually dealing with customers on the phone, via your email, that kind of thing, it really has developed those quite considerably. And it's also developed my confidence with regards to doing those roles specifically. When I started, I was very much a case of I was a bit jittery about calling people and that kind of thing. But now it just comes naturally to me. And I would also say technology skills is also another key thing that I've had to develop with regards to that.
So let's start looking to the future a bit. What else are you hoping to get out of the rest of your internship?
Valuable experiences, really, to tell you the truth. Like, we're off to Site Village in Blackpool in April. Just to be on the other side of things, to actually be supporting visually impaired people instead of being the supported. And that's all I've wanted to do during my life is support people that have similar experiences to me.
What are your hopes for after this internship?
But a key part of my sight loss journey, I know that's a commonly used phrase and I cringe when I hear it, a huge part of that for me was technology and getting to use with technology and getting to grips with it and exploring other options. And so I would love to continue on in this kind of frame of accessible VI technology if I possibly can.
What would your message be to people who are looking to apply for an internship or who have never done an internship but are considering it? What would be your message?
Well, don't hesitate to tell you the truth, because this internship has been so fulfilling for me, and I am aware that other visually impaired people have had the same journey that I have with regards to applying for jobs and being turned down and that kind of thing. It can be incredibly demoralizing. Obviously, with this specific internship program that I'm on the YARNIB and the Thomas Parkinson Trust run, it's been so fulfilling for me, and it's filled me with such self-confidence and such self-belief that I can go on and do more.
Well, a fantastic way to end. Jake, we wish you the best of luck in your internship and hopefully all the best also for your future career. For now, though, Jake Coles, Customer Engagement Intern, and Louise Humphreys, UK Country Manager from Real Thing AI, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you ever so much for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.